Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Oh, kia ora and good morning to Jenna from Time Out.
Kia ora.
How's it going?
Really good.
You're just watching me like press buttons, answer the phone, do.
It was like that time when I was trying to run the shop and do the review at the same time.
Just like, hi, Time Out bookstore.
Yeah.
While we're doing the review.
Hey, I'm not going to say that won't happen again.
Yeah. Now, what are we chatting about this morning, Jenna?
Okay, so we are very close to Christmas. I'm going to bang on about that for the rest of our reviews for the year. So I'll start talking about some of the star favourites for the year at Time Out.
Yes.
And today I will be talking about Juice by Tim Winton. If you don't know who Tim Winton is, I actually just learned this morning he's one of Australia's living treasures. They name 100 people and is... people die off, then new ones go on, and it's, you know, if all sorts of people and
so
all sorts
kinda,
of careers.
It would be tough to get on that list then. You know, you might have to wait a while. I mean, that's a bit like dark to say this, but, you know, if it's like you're waiting for someone to die.
Yeah, that's right. Like moving into a rest home or something.
Wow, that's so crazy.
He's written 30 books. He's been shortlisted for the Booker twice. I'm pretty sure it's Cloud Street. His novel was named the best Australian novel of all time. So he's a man of great stature and a great storyteller.
Are we talking, is this kind of like a Mad Max type novel?
Yes. You could. What are you Googling?
Have I jumped ahead here?
No, you're all good. That's not the spoiler. But so... Juice is set in a dystopian-esque Australia, but very recognisable. Tim Winton always starts with the landscape when he talks about when he writes his books, and he is a climate activist, and he lives in northwestern Australia. So that's where it's set. And it's in this world where it gets so hot that you live underground for 9 months of the year. And it is quite Mad Max-esque. There's a lot of trade. It's in the desert. It's you're growing things underground. And it's just a matter of survival, really. Mm. We start with this man... and a child. The child is not his, and they're looking for some shelter. And they find a mine shaft, and they go into it, and they think, oh, sweet, we're going to be safe for a wee while. And they get, they meet a young man with a crossbow who is like, this is my mine shaft. I'm going to kill you guys. And the narrator, who is unnamed, does his best to tell his story of how he got there. And while he's telling his story, I guess he's looking for some threads of connection with this young man, and he believes that they would survive better together, the three of them, than this young man on
his own. They
need
a crossbow.
Yeah. And he's also so concerned about this young girl that he is in the care of him. The birth rate's really low, and she's the hope for the next generation. So he starts telling his story. So you've got this setting that jumps back to this man as a younger boy growing up with his mother. His father, who was a heroic type figure, has died, and he's slowly learning about when he starts meeting other people, he starts learning about their situation and how they got there, and he gets pulled into this resistance movement. So you know that... it's like Tim Winton's filling in the gaps from the current situation and telling this guy's story of how he got there. But it's also, I guess it's just in this book, in terms of the setting and the time, we currently living now are the ancestors to these people, and we've set up the world that they live in now. So it is a bit of a warning as well, which Tim Winton talks freely about in his own climate activist work. We have left this world behind, so it's sort of like a, come on, guys.
Mm. Clean
up
your
act. You've got a choice.
Yes,
you've got a choice. But I think what's really great and what's a big theme of Tim Winton's books is that he's always looking for threads of humanity and this defiant hope within his situation. So this book is massive. I think it's about 600 pages, mm-hmm. but really short chapters. And so you just, absolutely whiz through it. I'm listening to it on Libro FM, and so it's got this great narrator who's got this really gravelly Australian accent, which is really awesome to listen to. So you think, hey, it's my summer reading. Do I want to read this depressing book about the climate and climate catastrophe? But I think anyone that picks it up would not regret reading it. So it's easily become a big staff favourite at time out from staff members who have read everything he's ever written, and it also being the first book that they've read by Tim Winton.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Strong recommend.
It's a beautiful gift book. It's still in hardback, so it won't be in paperback till the second half of next year. So it's $55. It's a big chonker. But I believe if you're going to give this as a present to someone, it's like, you know, a big solid gift that you would give to somebody.
So, and essentially one of the best Australian writers?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Australians are really good at reading Australian authors, I believe. And, people... Tim Winton's up there with the best. My colleague Holly and I were at the Australian Booksellers Conference, and he read from the book at this, you know, dinner thing, and it was amazing. And even these old timey booksellers who've been in the game for so long were just like absolute fans, you know. Yes. And then we all got given these beautiful numbered hard slipcase editions of the book, and Mark Rubo, who owns Readings, which is one of the most successful indie franchises in Australia, ran the fastest. He would be in his 70s, ran the fastest to get the first copy. So you see that fandom in Australian readers.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, excellent recommendation. The book, once again?
It's called Juice, which think of that as an energy source, juice to get your vehicle going, juice for yourself to get yourself going, by Tim Winton, $55, on the shelf now at Time Out.
Excellent. Hey, thank you, Jenna, from Time Out. Now is the season, right? Christmas gifting, books, up. What else is up there? It's probably like Christmas presents. Books has got to be like number one, eh?
I think books are the best. I mean, I think they're the best presents that you can give.
Books and records, people.
Books and records, totally. Yep. And if you can't decide, just get them a voucher.
Yes.
I love getting a voucher. I love getting a record voucher.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So, so easy.
Excellent.
So easy. Easy to wrap, too.
Jenna from Time Out, thank you very much.
See you.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.